greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes,
greens, beans, greens, beans, greens, greens,
beans, beans, beans.
That's for everybody out there getting it in for Thanksgiving right now. You name it. That's for everybody getting that Thanksgiving on right now. It's Thanksgiving. You name it. You name it. Greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, rams, hogs, dogs. What's up, y'all? This is Tariq Nasheed. We're doing a live Thanksgiving show today. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Ready to chop up some good game as usual. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. So in between bites of ham and greens for the white people, beef stroganoff and tuna casserole, you can call up. Again, 818-850-5404. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a real quick commercial break to give you a chance to wipe up some of that damn gravy. And we'll be right back after these messages. Don't you go nowhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back, so don't trip. Yo, if you have a business and you want to advertise your business for free, you need to visit AdsLess.com. Now, AdsLess is a great website that allows you to post images, it allows you to post audio, and it allows you to post video ads absolutely free. So you need to check out this site right now. That is AdsLess.com. That's AdsLess.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
Yo, you need a website. So you need to grow your business with a website that's designed to get results. That is Black Line Web Design. They have custom online solutions at a very affordable price. If you need to showcase your talent, build an online store, or anything else, Black Line Web Designs, they design websites to boost any business. Satisfaction guaranteed. So go to blacklinewebdesign.com, check out their work, or give them a call at 470-363-5519. They are creative, reliable, and they're Black-owned. Mention Tariq Radio and get 20% off of your order. That's blacklinewebdesign.com. Learn how to end the cycle of living paycheck to paycheck. You can learn how to create disposable income, and you can free up your time by going to OurBlackBusiness.com. You can go to OurBlackBusiness.com and sign up for free. They will give you tips and strategies on how to create a successful online business in your spare time. All the information is free of charge, so you got to go right now to OurBlackBusiness.com and sign up today. Hey, what's up, fam? If you want to get some very educational books for your children, you need to check out the website royallymelanated.com. This website has a lot of great children's books for melanated children out there. You can get books like A Birthday Surprise for George Washington, other books like No Time for Excuses, When I Grow Up, I Want to Be Super Rich, When I Grow Up, I Want to Be Super Smart, When I Grow Up, I Want to Be Super Healthy. Another book they have called Melanin Heroes, which is a coloring book. They have another book called Positions of Power, and so many, many, many more great books. Go to royallymelanated.com. Again, that's royallymelanated.com.
Hey, what's up?
Instagram down, Instagram fine. On ya, page from time to time.
Yo, this song you're listening to right now, this is called Instagram Dimes. This is by the artist called Phoenix. This one right here is a banger. You can link to this song on SoundCloud. And also you can purchase this track on iTunes. This is again called Instagram Dimes by the artist Phoenix.
My Africa, spectacular. Fuck
once, girl. I'm double tapping ya.
What's up, man? Everybody needs to visit LegendaryMix.com right now. If you are a rapper, you're a singer, you're a music producer, you should be in agreement that LegendaryMix.com is the number one internet online music and mastering service. Take advantage of their low price, high quality mix downs with professional mastering while prices are still low. If you know somebody who makes music, you should be telling them about LegendaryMix.com. These guys are consistent, they deliver top quality results, and they have fast turnaround times. For 10% off on your first order, all you have to do is subscribe to LegendaryMix.com and mention Tariq Radio and you will save. Call or text 347-565-5892 or email LegendaryMix1 at gmail.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You're now tuning into the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Oh, what's up, fam? What's up, fam? What's up? Welcome back to Tariq Radio, and I am Tariq Nasheed. I'm your host. Oh, let me let this ride. Let me let this real Mackish instrumental ride. That's the homie Dame Funk right there from L.A. Y'all don't know nothing about that. But, man, we're back. It's Thanksgiving. We're doing a special show today. Glad to have everybody tuning in, man. I hope you got your Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have it, you're slipping. If you don't have it, you're slipping. Shout out to everybody in the chat room and all that good stuff. A lot of stuff we want to talk about. And don't forget, man, we got this Haitian documentary coming pretty soon. And we're going to have a Kickstarter for that pretty soon. I'm going to be going in and out of town to do some more filming. I wanted to wait to after Thanksgiving because I'm moving. I'm in the process of moving as we speak. So once I get settled, I can go ahead and get focused on getting this new documentary knocked out about the Haitian Revolution and the history of Haiti. This is a very important film because we need to understand the importance of melanoid people protecting themselves in hostile environments. That's where we are right now. We need to be on a militaristic protection mindset at this point because black folks out here getting lynched left and right. It was a brother out here on the West Coast up in the Bay Area named William Sims. He got lynched by some white supremacists. I think two of them are still on the run. This happened yesterday or the day before. There was another black child, 15 years old, in West Virginia, a place called Charleston, West Virginia. A white supremacist killed another 15-year-old child. He was arrested, though. So these white supremacists are getting very bold out here, and we got to be very serious, and we got to start thinking every day about how to militarily protect ourselves from these racial attacks by these white supremacists out here. We got to get very serious, family. But I digress. But anyway, you need to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4 if you don't have them. And this has to be a global thing. Brothers and sisters, globally, we got to get on a page where we are in a situation where we have to protect ourselves. This is why I'm reaching out to Haiti. This is why I'm trying to reach out to more brothers and sisters in Africa. I really want to get some stuff set up out there as far as building and commerce and trade and us working with African brothers and sisters. That's why I want a lot of brothers and sisters around the continent of Africa to holler at me, especially people with any type of political ties, where we can just start doing business so we can start reaching out and getting some stuff going. We're ready to roll. Because we're going to have to be very honest. And let me talk directly to my African brothers and sisters here. I know a lot of African brothers from the continent of Africa listen to the show. And I want y'all to really get up on some game. I want to talk specifically to you right now. because there's a lot of bullshit going on with our African brothers and sisters. Not all. I'm not talking about all. I'm definitely not talking about all, but a lot of times when I talk to brothers and sisters from the continent, I see some motherland cooning going on, and we got to be very honest about that. We got a lot of black folks over in Africa, man, because they don't see the white supremacist every day. A lot of them don't believe that there is a problem. A lot of them think that all of the issues that are bestowed upon Africa, they did it themselves, and that's just not true. That's why all over Africa, when I went all over Africa, I saw white Jesus pictures and statues all over the place. A lot of brothers and sisters over there have been mentally and psychologically colonized. And you have economic hitmen over there who control the economy. They control trade and commerce. And because you don't see them every day, you don't think that there's a problem. These white supremacists have dominated and decimated the African economy. Only a few Africans are waking up realizing that, like Mugabe. This is why they don't like him. He knows what the deal is. You watch out. Whenever they start talking about African leaders being dictators and evil, those are the ones who have woken up to what the white supremacists are doing. But I talked to brothers. I was having a debate with a couple of Nigerian brothers on YouTube, not YouTube, on Twitter the other day. And one brother hit me up. He was like, man, you talk about a lot of problems, black problems on your timeline, Tariq. Man, we need to be talking about something else. And then I looked at his timeline, and he was talking about a bunch of gossipy bullshit, like the Kardashians, Gucci Mane, just a bunch of gossipy bullshit. And the thing is, a lot of times cats come over here, and they're so glad to get out of impoverished situations, they don't want to rock the boat, or they don't want to hear about anything rocking the boat. They want to come over and get them a good white woman and a good job. And everything is A-okay. They're just glad to not be somewhere where they have to walk 80 miles to get some water. They have that mentality. So a lot of times, cats come over here from the continent and low-key want to sabotage our movements, man. So I really want to get brothers and sisters over in the continent of Africa to wake up, and we need to be reaching out. I want to do some real things, get some things built over there, get some trade going with Africans globally. Because there's some brothers over there, man, who really don't believe that our problem is their problem. They look at a lot of stuff that happens with white supremacy as that's a black American problem. And I literally had debates with dudes. And see, the problem is a lot of African brothers, and I'm not talking about all, but y'all know who you are. African brothers get caught up on this Prince of Zamunda bullshit. They run that Prince of Zamunda con game so long, they start believing their own bullshit. Meaning a lot of times brothers come over here or go over to Europe from the continent or go to Australia, and they're so used to telling that Prince of Zamunda lie that over in Africa, I am a prince. My father owns an oil well. We have diamonds and roses over there. I must pretend to be poor. It's that shit that a lot of dudes from Africa come over here and other places. They run that Prince of Zamunda game, and they start believing their own bullshit. It's time to cut that Prince of Zamunda bullshit out and saying what the real deal is. Because a brother wanted to debate me yesterday about how everything was popping in Nigeria, because I was getting on the other Nigerian dude for acting like a coon. He's like, man, you hard on us brothers. Why are you so hard on Nigerians? I'm like, no, I'm not hard on Nigerians. A lot of my crew are Nigerian. When I go on tour, my man Ola, his family, they're Nigerian. My dude Mike, his family's Nigerian. I got a lot of love for Nigerians. I roll with Nigerian hustlers, though. Not that Nigerian, these Nigerian con niggas who's always talking that Prince of Zamunda shit. But a dude tried to sell me on how popping it is. Well, Nigeria has the economy, and there's growth, and there's oil, and he's trying to tell me how it's popping in Nigeria. I said, brother, stop it. Brother, we both know Nigeria is damn near on the brink of economic collapse right now. Stop it. yes, we're having our issues. Nigga, it ain't issues. The white supremacists decimated Nigeria. Because he was trying to tell me how old in Nigeria, we not like black Americans, we don't deal with racism every day. We do not deal with racism on a regular basis, so it's a different experience than you. We have economic growth. We have, you know, he started selling me on the Prince of Zamunda bullshit. And I said, look, brother, the economy is decimated to the point where it's about to be collapsed. Well, yes, there are issues there. We are trying to stop corruption. But we don't deal with racism. I said, you don't? I said, nigga, where do you live? I live in Spain right now, but I said, there we go. Okay, so why do you live in Spain? That's another thing. A lot of times when cats, and I saw this in South Africa too, when I did that video in South Africa, a lot of black South Africans were upset because I was showing what the real deal was. They were like, oh, don't show our country like that. That makes us look poor. I'm like, motherfuckers, y'all are poor over there, just like there's a lot of poor people over here. And all of the people that were complaining, I noticed their asses didn't live in South Africa no more. They were living in Australia, Europe, here. And I noticed a lot of people who try to tell you that, a lot of African brothers who try to tell you how popping it is in Africa, they ain't over there. They get the first thing smoking the fuck up out of there. But then try to tell us that everything is popping. It can pop if we understand and be honest about the situation over there and say, hey, we need help from our African brothers overseas. We need help. We got to get off that Prince of Zamunda shit. Because black folks over here front too, but black folks over there front. We got to get off that. And I question the brother, why are you living in Europe? I go here to go to school for better opportunity. Why do you need better opportunity? Because that expands my horizons. He's using all of these cliches. I'm like, nigga, you got to expand your horizons and get better opportunity, because the white supremacists have destroyed many of the opportunities there in Africa. It is not like that. I said, brother, there are people over there drowning trying to hop on boats to get to Europe. That is only in Senegal. He tried to run that game. See, a lot of times these cats, they think that we don't know the game. He tried to put that off on Senegal. I said, brother, there's some shit last month about 30 or 40 Nigerians drowned trying to go up to Spain. Brother, that happens in Nigeria too. Brother's trying to hop on boats and get their ass up there in Europe. Because cats going to have to be real. The white supremacists, they've come in and taken and maldistributed the resources. That's what the deal is. Just be honest about that. And they fucked up the economy. Once you're honest about what's happening, you can rectify it. Just like black folks over here. Black folks don't like to be honest about their situation. They tell each other, we just got to pray these white supremacists off of us. If we twerk and buck dance real hard, they'll not take us seriously, and they won't harm us. And it just doesn't work like that. So we're going to have to globally, as melanoid people, we're going to have to get a global code of conduct, and that code of conduct is going to have to be all about empowering each other. We got to empower Africa. See, that's the thing. We got to have a geographic base of empowerment. We gotta build each other up. We gotta build each other up, family, because Africa has all the resources, and we have the skill and the technology and the military skill as African people here, as melanoid people here. So we gotta start reaching out globally. We really gotta start reaching out globally, because see, these white supremacists, with that Brexit talk, like over in Europe, the white supremacists was talking that Brexit talk. And over here, they're talking that alt-right bullshit. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the alt-right and the rebranding of white supremacy, because that's all they're trying to do. They're trying to rebrand white supremacy. and alt-right, and I've talked about this several times, it's just the same old white supremacy. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing new about it, nothing original about it. These white supremacists are simply trying to rebrand the same old soup, just trying to reheat it in the microwave and call it something else. You know, white supremacy, it's almost like Taco Bell. You know, Taco Bell, basically, everything in Taco Bell, they serve the same thing over and over again at Taco Bell. Taco Bell basically has three main ingredients. They have tortilla shells, beans, and meat. That's it. Now, when they get a tortilla shell and the shell is uncooked, they put beans and meat in the shell and then wrap the tortilla up. That's called a burrito. Now, they add, you know, extras like lettuce and tomatoes, whatever the customer wants, but it's just beans and meat wrapped up in the tortilla that's uncooked. And then when they cook the tortilla and fold it up and put beans and meat in it, that's a taco. Then they add extras like lettuce and tomatoes and sauce. And when they cook the tortilla but don't fold it and just let it stay flat and put beans and meat on it, it's a tostada. Same thing. It's the same damn ingredient. They just fold it a certain way, flip it a certain way, cook it a certain way, but it's literally the same configuration of food. It's the same. It's a taco. All they serve are tacos, and they call it different things. And then they'll add on things like, well, this is a taco supreme. This is just a bigger fucking taco. Or they'll say it's the taco mini. We got mini tacos. But it's all about rebranding. And also what they do, they'll get beans, meat, and take the tostada or the tortilla shell, cook it, break it up in little pieces, and call it nachos. That's all. Nachos is just a broken up taco. That's all it is. But it's all about branding. If you brand something and put another name on it and another spin on the same thing, you can sell it. Especially to people who don't know better. So now with the alt-right and the media, this is why I'm very disappointed in the mainstream media, because the mainstream media, they're doing fluff pieces about the so-called alt-right. They're doing GQ photo shoots with these people, making them look cool and hip, which is very dangerous because they're trying to normalize this alt-right white supremacy bullshit. And what the alt-right is, the alt-right are basically Klan members with no hoods and college degrees. That's it. They're nothing but Klan members, neo-Nazis with their hair. They're skinheads with hair. That's it. You get a skinhead, cover his tattoos, fix his teeth, let him grow his hair, and call him alt-right. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. The same old white supremacists. They're not saying anything new. It's the same old white supremacist talking points. They're just rebranding themselves. That's why I don't like using the term white alt-right. Call them what they are. They're just white supremacists. And a lot of people are picking up on that, and they're calling them just what they are. Now, I'm doing the show today. I was supposed to do the show yesterday because, you know, the show is done on Wednesdays. I was going to have one of the alt-right leaders call the show. He agreed to call in. We were going to have a talk and a debate. Richard Spencer. I've been playing clips from Richard Spencer. So I reached out to Richard Spencer. We were emailing back and forth, and Richard Spencer agreed to be on the show. It was going to go down yesterday, but at the last minute, Richard Spencer backed out. Richard Spencer is the person who is credited for the word, the term alt-right, for he's credited for creating that term. And he backed out at the last minute. Now, Richard must have found out. He must have done some research, or somebody must have tapped him on the shoulder and told him, hey, you know, you might not want to go on Tariq's show because, you know, you're not going to be able to wiggle yourself up out of your bullshit. Because, see, the thing is, Richard Spencer was on the Roland Martin show. He was on Roly the Boule Bird show. And y'all know, you know, me and Roly, we got our little thing going, our little beef or whatever. But I will give credit where credit is due. Roland did get in his ass. Roland handled him. I will give Roland credit. Roland did a great job. Roland did a very good job. I'm not going to knock Roland. I give a motherfucker credit. You know, he's a stuttering coon when he wants to be. But Roland did a very good job on Richard. See, Roland is hit or miss. When he's good, he's very good. But all that dancing for Hillary, you know, you fuck up your legacy in one swoop. But he did get in Richard Spencer's ass. And, you know, he showed Richard, you know, as the bumbling idiot that he basically is. But the thing is, Roland could have really annihilated the dude. Because this Richard Spencer dude, they were debating, going back and forth, and Richard and Roland was hitting him with some good points. But this Richard Spencer dude started talking about the Egyptians being white, and Roland could have nailed his ass. I mean, Roland could have really, 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 really nailed him on that. I'm talking about just annihilate this dude, where it just completely crushes credibility. Let me play a little clip of that. Just a little clip of it. Let me find that real quickly. This is Roland Martin and Richard Spencer.
Where are they going?
They're
going to Central Europe. They're going to Western Europe.
You said built.
Yes.
Who built the railroads in America and allow for us to have expansion out west? Who built that?
Yes, I'm a lot of Chinese people.
The operative word there was built. Built. Who built?
Okay. Who designed them? Had the genius railroads? Europeans.
The genius to imagine railroads. Okay.
Yeah.
But you said
are
built.
There railroads in Africa?
You said yes. You said built.
Why?
Okay. So now Richard Spencer said there's railroads in Africa because of white people. Okay.
First of all,
that is absolutely true.
First of all, the greatest genius came to the building of the pyramids. Do you know what?
Those are white people, by the way.
Okay, now y'all heard that? Richard Spencer just said it was white people who built the pyramids.
Railroads in Africa?
You said yes. You said built.
Why?
First of all,
that is absolutely true.
First of all, the greatest genius came to the building of the pyramids. Do you know what?
Those are white people, by the way.
Who are white people?
The Egyptians are not African. I'm sorry.
Okay, Richard Spencer said the Egyptians are not African. It's on the continent of Africa.
Do you know where Egypt is?
Yes, it's in North Africa.
Stop. Stop right there. You just said that the Egyptians are not African.
Are white South Africans African?
Wait. Yes, they are African. See, okay, to be African means you come from the continent of Africa. So if you come from the continent of Africa, that's who you are. So that means you're an African. So
Roland went the wrong way on that one. Roland was good right there. Roland, you could have nailed this fucker. Roland went the other way. Roland kind of over-explained, and Roland tried to school him. No. You got to box him in that. Hold on.
You do know, Don, do you also deny science that man originated from Africa? Or do you say that's false science?
What are you talking about? I mean, what are you referring to?
I'm talking
science.
Archaeology. I'm talking biology. I'm talking science. In terms of the where did man...
See, that's where Roland let him out that box. That's where Roland could have got him on that. See, Roland just kept talking and talking and talking and let him out the box like that. No, he boxed himself in with that Egyptians were white shit. Hold on.
Originate. With scientists. White scientists.
Egypt was an amazing civilization. It was not created by black Africans. I'm sorry.
It wasn't? Who created it?
People who are white.
How are people...
You can actually look at art and they differentiate between races.
I got to ask you a question. How do you...
From ancient Egyptian art, you do know
those were black people. You do know...
You do know
from science you can't get... black from white, you can get white from black. You do know when it comes to evolution.
Roland, you're letting him wiggle up out of that. See, Roland was
studying science.
I see what you're saying.
No, so
I'm not a scientist.
But man originated in Africa. Yes or no?
That is a consensus, yes.
Okay, so if man originated in Africa, which means that they were Africans, then all of a sudden when you talk about...
Roland let him out the box on that one, man. Roland was very good, but right there... That's enough of that. Let me put my Mac and music on. See, right there... And Roland was good. Again, we got to give Roland his props. Roland did very, very good throughout the debate because the guy was talking about some white people are underrepresented in Silicon Valley, and Roland broke that down. But when you get a white supremacist who make a definitive statement that's completely bullshit, you lock him in on that. And at that point, keep him in that box. Don't let him out. And then make him completely discredit himself. See, look at some of the debates that I do with these white supremacists. I let them box themselves in. And once they box themselves in with some bullshit, I make them stick to that bullshit and then try to justify that bullshit that can't be justified. Oh, man, he could have destroyed that dude. I mean, all of his credibility on that the Egyptians were white just by questions. No. You get him in that box and then you start asking a series of questions and make it very simple and make it very plain. You got to make it very simple and let him play dumb. Let him play dumb to the point where his credibility is gone. Because once he starts talking about the Egyptians were white, bam. Oh, really? Go into question mode. The pyramids were built 3,000 years ago, Richard. They were white. Where are they from? They're from Europe. So they're from Europe 3,000 years ago. Where's all the artifacts in Europe? Just ask questions. You can box them in with questions. Okay, 3,000 years ago, if people are in Africa building pyramids and they're white, point to any form of literature in Europe 3,000 years ago. Where was it? Just ask simple questions. You got to make it plain. See, Roland at that point tried to get overly analytical, and then the white dude played dumb. Huh? What? What are you talking about? No. You got to he boxed himself in with that bullshit. Lock him in on that. Where are these people who are white? Where did they come from? If they built some damn pyramids and they were in Egypt. And all the other people around Egypt were jet black, but these Egyptians were white. Where did they come from? Now, you got to lock them in on that. How did they survive genetically without dying of melanoma and all of these other diseases living in a hostile environment that was not natural to their genetic? How? You got to ask some very simple questions. Once they commit to some bullshit like that. That's why you got to get Hidden Colors 4. We made that real plain. We broke that down. We destroyed that whole the Egyptians were white lie. We broke that down in about 5 minutes. We just destroyed that shit. We destroyed that lie from a historical standpoint, from a chronological standpoint, from a genetic standpoint, from a first-hand account standpoint. We had Robin Walker and these brothers out here naming Greeks who came into Egypt later, describing the people there. I mean, that's been, you know. So you could have completely discredited that Richard dude with that. Because see, the thing is, with white supremacists, They play dumb like a fox. Now, Richard knows that that's bullshit. Let's be very clear. I want y'all to understand how white supremacy works. That Richard Spencer dude, he knows that that's bullshit. All of those dudes know. They know good and well the ancient Egyptians weren't white. They know that. You know, that's that I'm white and I say so nonsense. They know that. But they know how to play dumb strategically, because when they play dumb, they know that people will sometimes dismiss them. And that's the trick of white supremacy. See, we got to cut that out. See, that's how white supremacy got started. Neely Fuller talked about that, how black folks didn't take that shit seriously when the white supremacists said, hey, guess what? We got a new system we're going to base on color. So basically, because we're white, we have a form of albinism, according to you Africans. We're just going to say we're superior and you're inferior and you got to work for us. So go ahead and, you know, start working. And black folks was like, that's crazy. Listen to this fool. Yeah, we'll go work because you got a gun on us. But we'll go work. We'll go build your houses for you. We'll go, you know, pick your tobacco and your cotton. We'll do it. But that's crazy. That's so stupid. But we'll do it for right now. But, you know, just because you got this gun on us. And something so stupid and asinine became a global system. You see? Because it was an illogical thing, and we're looking at it from a logical standpoint. It's not about logic, it's about dominating. So a lot of times these alt-right dudes, a lot of people dismiss them. People even say, hey man, Tariq, why do you bother debating with these guys? Because y'all have heard me do debates before with a lot of these suspected white supremacists, and once I box them in, they start acting dumb and start talking stupid. And a lot of y'all will dismiss them like, man, Tariq, that dude was stupid, man. You shouldn't even waste your time debating with these guys who are so stupid. But the thing is, now look, these stupid white supremacists who are open white supremacists are now going up in the White House. See, they play stupid like a fox. They're not stupid at all. They play dumb strategically. A white supremacist is not dumb. Just like our brother Neely Fuller said, the white supremacists are collectively the smartest people on the planet. They are dumb when it's convenient. They're the masters of playing dumb, just like that Richard guy, that Richard Spencer. You know, when Roland was boxing him in, he started kind of giggling and playing dumb, just like with the Roland asked him about the Nazi salute. And he was like, yeah, you know, we're just, you know, kind of doing it just to be funny. You know, it's just kind of mocking people, you know, kind of laugh it off. No, they were very serious. See, the white supremacists, they're dumb like foxes. And I picked up on this a while ago, and I pick up on it often. Like I said, I did a show before, and I was talking about being in Samoa a couple of years ago. We went to Samoa for vacationing, me and the family. And there was this white guy who was a tour guide. He took us around the island. And this white guy knew everything. He could point out the mating habits of the indigenous animals. He knew the genetic molecular structure of every fruit, the biological components of every plant, every tree. He knew everything about everything. But the minute I asked them about racial issues there on the island, all of a sudden he got dumb. I don't know. I said, when did the Europeans come here? When did they colonize? I'm not sure about that. I don't know. That he don't know about. He knows everything else, the history of this, the history of that. But anything having to do with race, he automatically got dumb. And I wasn't buying it for a minute. No white supremacist is dumb or naive about anything as far as race. None of them. They live, eat, breathe white supremacy every day. Everything there is to know about race, they're up on it. because they created the concept of racism. So they're not dumb. So when they say something stupid and get boxed in the corner and start giggling and acting silly, that's them being strategic so that you can let your guard down. See, that's what happened with Trump. See, Trump was campaigning. He was being stupid, saying dumb, asinine bullshit. And a lot of folks, we didn't take him seriously. You know, I was one of the people. I'm like, he's too stupid to be president. I'm slipping. Being stupid like a fox. Now look at him. He got elected. Being dumb like a fox. So we got to understand how dangerous certain people are. And you know what's interesting? And a lot of people in the media now, I notice they're focusing on all the anti-Semitism of the alt-right and all of the alt-right associates. But again, these alt-right people and Trump's people, they've been racist for years. See, it was okay when their racism was just directed at black people. See, everybody let that shit go on. Now that that racism is directed towards everybody else, now we gotta do something about it. Now it's, oh, we gotta do something. Oh, we gotta stop them. Oh, we gotta have a recount. Jill Stein, the independent candidate, the Green Party, I think she's Green Party, she's raised a whole bunch of money to do a recount now. Now that everybody else is getting that work. But the thing is, family, a lot of these alt-right people like Richard Spencer, he had his account, his Twitter account deleted. They suspended his account. Another person, that cesspool of semen, Tila Tequila, the very annoying South Asian bedwench. She's an over-the-hill hoe. She had a reality show back in 2007. She was like this. For those who don't know, it's a chick named Tila Nguyen. She's like Vietnamese, Singapore, some shit. Somewhere in South Asia, one of the real poor parts of South Asia. She's like a big waterhead hoe. She has like a big Stewie Griffith head. Real skanky, slutty chick. She was real popular. She was like the most popular person on MySpace. You know, and we know that MySpace is now kaput. Nobody fucks with MySpace, and her career just went down in the dumps. But the thing with old hoes, they gotta stay relevant. And her being an over-the-hill hoe, she does anything for attention now. So now she's rebranded herself an honorary white supremacist. So she's been saying real ratchet shit about black folks for years, calling black people niggas and all types of shit on Twitter. And that's what's interesting to me. Her accounts didn't get banned while she was calling black folks niggas. But the minute she started talking about Jewish people and all that, then they banned her account. But she was at one of these alt-right meetings throwing up a Hail Hitler sign. And, you know, she's one of these Nazi collaborators who don't realize if she was back in 1940, World War II, Germany, around real Nazis, her little Asian black ass would be in a damn concentration camp getting gassed. And what's interesting about her, Tila Tequila, throwing up the Nazi symbols hanging with the alt-right, her little ass was dating a black dude. She was dating an NFL player, Sean Merriman. Some of y'all don't remember that. She was dating a black NFL player. So she was getting dicked down by a brother. Now all of a sudden she's a damn neo-Nazi supporter. That's why brothers got to watch who you rolling with. Watch some of these women you dicking down. You dicking these women down, and they'll hop up out that bed and throw up a damn Nazi salute. Yeah. Y'all look that up. Sean Merriman. And as a matter of fact, she tried to play the white woman game on Sean Merriman and try to say he jumped on her. She tried to play the domestic abuse game so she can get some money, and that shit was thrown out. So she filed some false charges against the dude, and the DA threw that shit out of court. It didn't stick. So we got to understand the game, man. Brothers think that you dicking these women down and they're going to be loyal to your dick. No. They're loyal to a system that's going to maintain them and give them resources and benefits. Because once they have resources, once they have benefits, once they have protection, they can have all the access to black dick they want. See, brothers got to get off this thing where you think you're going to dick somebody up out of their benefits and resources. Don't work like that. You think dicking these white women down is going to make them somehow loyal to your dick? No. Any white woman in America, if they want some black dick, they can hop on a plane to Jamaica and there's a whole parade of black dick waiting on them. They can have a dick fiesta and come back here like nothing happened. And I've seen it. I've been to Jamaica and I've seen single white women down there on the beach with brothers like it's nothing. It's just a regular thing to see. Or these white women can go over there to Africa. They go, these women over here doing humanitarian work in Africa, they getting more than some humanitarian work. They're getting some Congolese dick. So nigga, stop thinking that your dick is somehow a replacement for resources and benefits. See, brothers got to get off that thing. If I just dick a woman down good, I don't have to build nothing else, that's good enough. Now that works on Negro slave mentality people, but that doesn't work on the real outside world. You gotta build you some shit in order to maintain people in the outside world, or really any real thorough sisters. Dicking women down is not a substitute, family. So we got to be on top of our game and stop thinking like plantation bucks and start thinking with a code of conduct that's going to empower us all. Let me get a couple of calls before I get out of here. What's up? Who's calling? Wait, let me see if I got it. Hold on. Yo.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Who is this?
My name is Carrie. I'm black. I sound white.
Yeah. You sounded, I kind of could tell you were black. You kind of sounded like you were from another country. Where are you from, Carrie?
I'm from New York City. Okay. I live in Manhattan. How you doing? I love your show, by the way.
Thank you, dear. So what's on your mind, Carrie?
Okay, so I watched Roland Martin with his clown, Richard Spencer, alt-right guy. I know a lot about the alt-right. I actually have a few friends that are in the alt-right.
Oh, you have?
White and black.
Oh, really?
Yep. And what I really liked that Roland Martin did is he addressed the fact that this Richard Spencer guy, he had a problem with white people superseding, Asian people superseding whites in Silicon Valley.
Right.
So basically, Spencer, this alt-right guy, said that he doesn't feel that Asians should be excelling in technology in Silicon Valley at such a rate because it's taking jobs from white Americans.
Right.
So Roland said, well, it's because Asians study tech at higher rates than whites. So naturally, they're going to succeed at a higher rate. And Roland also highlighted the fact that people like Richard in the alt-right are threatened by immigrants because these white people know that they can't compete. At the end of the day, they know that they really can't compete with Asians and other immigrants, Africans and, you know, West Indians and basically non-white immigrants in the technology field. And that really shut him down. That shut him down. And that was actually the closing of the interview.
Yeah.
And I thought he did a really, really good job.
Yeah. Roland did a very, very good job. But what it really boils down to people like Richard, they talk about the jobs and immigrants, but it really, it boils down to genetic survival with those guys. That's why I want somebody to go there with them. That's where I was going to go with Richard. And I think he knew that.
The reason why I called you today is because you said that you were going to get Richard Spencer on. And yeah. I was like, oh, wow. But you know what? He probably did the research and he found out about you. And he was like, oh, no, I'm not coming on this podcast.
Yeah, because, yeah.
You would give it to him raw.
Yeah.
Like, Roland is he's a very sanitized guy. You know, yeah. he's not going to hit him below the belt.
Oh, yeah. And I go there. I go all the way there. I'm going.
It is about survival. I mean, yeah. I listen to Stormfront, too. I'm a black woman. Okay. I'm a young black woman, too.
Yeah.
I listen to Stormfront. And you're right. It is 100% about survival with them. They really believe that there is a genocide going on in their race, and it's crazy to me because yeah. I'm just like, yo, these people don't understand. They are like literally 70% of this country. There is no genocide going on with white people in this country. Like, they need to chill out.
Yeah. It's real heavy. But anyway, thank you so much for the call, Carrie.
Oh, you're welcome. Keep doing what you're doing. I'll be donating again soon.
Thank you, dear. Yes, indeed. But yeah, but with these white supremacists and these alt-right people, it's really about genetic survival. That's where I would go. See, Roland and people like, they're not going there with them. Because you do on television, you know, you kind of got to be sanitized. That's where that's the first place I would have went with Richard, about their fear of being wiped out genetically. I would have been quoting some Dr. Francis Cress Welsinger. I would have been right there on that genetic stuff. That's where I would have went. All that shit about, well, the IQ and the Muslims and the immigrants coming and taking our jobs. That's a smokescreen, man. That's a smokescreen. That is a smokescreen. I get to the nitty gritty with them. And they know that. And that's what we got to start doing. We got to start getting to the nitty gritty with them and box them in with questions. Because that's the thing. You got to hit them with questions. And a lot of folks don't understand. That's a very important part of debating. You use questions as tools. Because the thing is, when you are asking the questions, that puts you in more of a control situation. And the white supremacists know that. That's why they always try to flip it. But what about black on black crime? You know, they would love trying to flip it. No. You ask the questions. And then when they give an answer, build on that, lock them in on that, and don't let them wiggle out. See, the thing is, when the white supremacists, their thing, they like to talk vague. They like to use terms like minority. Like when Richard Spencer was debating with Roland Martin, Richard was saying stuff. Well, like a lot of minorities are getting these jobs. My man Roland didn't box him in enough on that minority thing, which I would have got him on that minority thing. Minority like who? Because it's not black people. So who do you mean when you say minority? See, describe a minority. See, get them like that. Because most minorities are white people. White women are classified as minorities. White Hispanics are classified as minorities. Gay white people are classified as minorities. Handicapped white people are classified as minorities. A white person with 1/85th Native American is classified as a minority. So watch that. What's that lady? Is she the governor of South Carolina? Nikki, what's her name, family? I'm real bad on names, but I know faces. In the chat room, what is the governor of South Carolina, that lady? I think she's going to get in Trump's cabinet. Trump's people are bringing her in. She was the lady. She didn't want to take down that Confederate flag after Dylann Roof massacred those people in the church. And I think she's the governor. Nikki Haley. Thank you, Calvin Jordan, in the chat room. Shout out to Calvin Jordan. Nikki Haley. That's her name. And I saw some people on Twitter talking about her being appointed into Trump's cabinet, and they tried to play the minority card with her. Yeah, Trump is not racist. They brought in a woman of color, Nikki Haley, to Trump's cabinet. And like, woman of color, Nikki Haley, If you look at that woman, she's lily fucking white. But what they're trying to do, they tried to claim she was a woman of color and a minority because there's some East Indian ancestry in her family. So they tried to play the East Indian American card with her. And that's a crock of bullshit because somebody sent me a link which there was an article exposing her on her voter card. She listed herself as white. So that's a con game. These white supremacists are very good at conning and denying whiteness when it's convenient and calling somebody a minority when it's convenient. Ain't nothing. That's a white woman. Nikki Haley's lily white. So you got to shut stuff down and you got to know the tricks that these white supremacists play. They play dirty tricks. They will say anything. That's the thing black folks don't understand. It's not about playing fair with them. They will lie, steal, cheat, lie, deny, come up with another lie, lie on top of that lie. There's no decorum. It's all about winning at all costs with the white supremacists. And we're going to have to think the same way, family. At the end of the day, we're going to have to start thinking in terms of winning and empowering ourselves at all cost. That's why I cannot wait until the new documentary is going to pop off, man. When we get this thing going, immediately everybody got to jump on it, man. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I know it's Thanksgiving. All my brothers and sisters out there getting your Thanksgiving dinner popping. As a lot of folks out there like, don't be celebrating Thanksgiving. Hey, don't celebrate it, but eat you something. You ain't got to walk around in a pilgrim outfit, but I know somebody's in your house cooking because ain't nobody working right now. So everybody's off work. You with your family. Eat the fucking dressing. All my white people out there, eat that shepherd's pie. All you brothers out there, you're dating interracially, act like you like them Rice Krispie treats and tuna melts. Act like you like them. Act like you like spinach casserole and beets. Act like you like them, nigga. All right, I'm up out of here, man. I'm going to holler at you guys on Sunday's Ustream show. Y'all have a good night, family.